great. You're gonna do that to me and walk away? Oh, that's not cool. He walks away upon turning on the hot mic for all of you awesome, amazing podcast people. Yo. We were just like joking about how, you know, it's like, okay, people with their electric cars, you know, what do they do with all the batteries? You can't just throw batteries away. That's an environmental fucking hazard. So you can't sit there and just toss away batteries. So what's Elon's end game with this? Really? What's the end game? It's like, and Mikhail's like, hey, you know, could be going into outer space with all them batteries there. We were talking about that tinfoil hat moment we were just having, you know.
That's plausible, man. That is like it the is. Most plausible thing I've ever said. Not true.
I know. It's not true.
I was like,
you know, it could work.
That makes a lot of sense. How are they storing all these batteries?
Right. What do they do with all these batteries that they can't just throw
Surely
away?
They're running out of real estate.
Oh God, you know it. You
they
know
can't
it.
Be. They can't bury them.
Right. Let's let all these other happy hashers in on this too. With the goings of the lives and stuff and things.
Turn myself into a raccoon.
Now you're having fun with it. I see this.
Normal old me.
Yo, Crypto Nation and Mining Family, what's going on out there? All you happy hashers, what's going on? What's going on? You got your two favorite people here, Nemesis, and of course, Crypto Mikhail. Yo!
What up? Are you all you FA people doing out there?
Right. We got Jason the Tiger Osborne with the FA being the first one. Yo. And Sony coming in second in command on that one with up in second in line. What's up, fam?
Nice.
Got Tech Man. Yo, what's going on, my man?
Fashion lady, he's on time. We're on time.
Right? We're always on time. We're on crypto time.
If and that, you that varies, listen to the you podcast, know, you actually you probably get to hear. Most times, at least like 2 minutes before everybody, for like the 2 to 3 minutes, because the intro takes a good minute. So, you know, good 2 to 3 minutes of like a time before the YouTube actually hears it. So if you guys ever like sometimes are curious of what happens before the stream starts, go listen to the podcast, at least like the first like 10 minutes of it. You know what I mean? That's usually what you don't hear sometimes.
Right. Like the
interesting story we had this earlier. That was a good one.
That's a good one.
Pixie pretend they're always on time. I like that. That's better than half. That's that's majority hash rate. So I'm cool with that.
No, you see, you're always on time. You want to know why? Because if you look at block time, you know, Bitcoin I was like
block
minutes.
Time varies.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Plus or minus 10%, bro. Come on, that's minor logic.
We could like really throw them off and like start a little early one day. Just kind of throw everybody off. This way they're forced to be here on time.
Start like super early one of these days, like 10 minutes
right,
early.
Right, 10 minutes early. Be like, shit, man, we double blocked.
Man. We were just on a blocking spree. They may have uncled, but it still happened.
Oh man, talk about the uncles, man. That was it a couple days ago? When like all the payouts just shot through the roof. It was like, holy cow. I'm like showing screenshots to Mikhail going, bro.
Dude,
I'm like 40. I'm 40% up.
And I said, "All right, I'll go look at what's up." And then I dug a little deeper into like blocks and everything. And I said, "Oh dang, we're like knocking block after block after block." And I was like, "That's a lot of uncles. That's not good. Like, Our projected hash rate, your projected payout was up, but your payout didn't really actually go up. The inflated mine? Block times made it look like it, and you may have got a little extra, but the higher amount of uncles isn't really going to get you a higher payout.
It's the amount of influx going into your pool.
Yeah. So you're still doing the same amount of work.
Right. But whenever the difficulty drops for those brief moments, it's like you do benefit, even if it's a fucking uncle or not, you know.
Devil's Lord. Except the ship leaves at 6 and you arrive at the port at 6, you're late. On time is early. End. Facts. If the plane, if you're boarding a plane, if the plane leaves at 1:30, like you're there like 1, sometimes earlier than that, 12:45. Want to get?
Oh yeah, my last plane coming back home. We boarded I warned you, man. Minutes.
I was like, yeah, I gotta be there early, and I was like, I don't know, it has to be that early. This isn't no Chicago.
Well, no, we ended up when I was leaving from over there, coming back home. We left. The plane took off like 30 minutes early.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Is it just because everybody was there?
Pretty much.
Okay, I was like, yeah, they're like, fuck them.
Right.
They're not here now, they can catch another flight.
Right.
Like, dang. It's usually pretty easy to get through our airport, though.
Oh my god, that was like a breeze.
And then I was there, walk in the front door, and it's just like right there, and you're like in. And
oh my god, there was like, it was like, what security?
Shh, don't say that,
dude. I went through O'Hare, and I felt like I was more violated. I didn't feel like I was properly violated by that TSA. But I deal with it going through Chicago. It's international. So, like, you get properly violated. They treat you like you got bombs on you.
No, thank you. So, I wasn't going to go through Florida's terminal.
When am I going to the undisclosed location again? I really have to know this.
Do you miss it?
Do you miss it? Yeah, I do.
Do you miss it whenever I go? I'm up there and I'm like, I feel like my hand over the wall.
Come on, I need to mainline that.
Go feeling. And like take a grumpy in the bathroom. Man, you know,
grumpied in there before me, damn it.
I grumpied in there before you, man. It's TMI, man, but it definitely happened.
God. You know jealous. I mean, the bathroom's not coffee. Spectacular. The bathroom is a yet? It's
yeah,
a
we got racks.
The bat that bathroom is a basic bitch. But
hey man, all I gotta say is like
that's
if you have the front door locked, just leave the door open. Like, it, there is no reason for it to be shut. It was like giving me like anxiety being in there, like
crammed. So like, oh. I know you're in a fucking like, closet taking like, a shit.
I
don't like
this, man. I can't get out. Kick the door off the wall. And just, but yeah, Tech, man, we got racks. The place that we have, and we already got them.
Yeah, and I mean, I've got shelves that I'm going to be coming in with too. So we got all of that good stuff.
Yep. I actually had a crazy idea about like in and outs the other day. It was just like a wild hair. That's pretty cool. But yeah, I drew it up and it's pretty interesting. That little blue strip of like, you know, platform, that's like the out zone. It goes out to that doorway and, you know, out to the big fan, you know, and have those shelves just run this way with the, like, here's the going out and then to the door. But all of it just run long ways. Just row. And the fan just blows into the corridor and out. Just, whoop, whoop. I don't know. Okay, let's talk hash rate for 1660 Ti. 42 mega hashes, right?
No, 1660 Ti on Ethereum. I get 31 and a half mega hash for 65 watts.
Jesus.
It's 65 watts.
The moment you realize your phone's plugged in and you like go to like grab it. I mean, like grab it. And it was definitely plugged in. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, I will go look this up for you, my man.
I was like, because I got one too. We both got two different ones.
So mine is the ASUS ROG Strix.
Yep.
It is 31.8 or 0.8 mega hash for 64 watts. 50% fan on there. It's snowed today over here. It's like 31-ish degrees. Uh-oh. Yeah, it fucking snowed, dude. It's 35 degrees outside. I have the fans at 50 C. Guess what the temperature is?
I don't know. I can tell you 1 second.
Hey, man, no cheating.
I can tell you in like 5 seconds. Which worker is it?
It's 19 Celsius. It's on the test station.
Yeah.
That I can almost right now. I bet you I could turn the fans off on this thing.
Dang, I think that thing is cold. That poor card.
I just looked at it. I'm like, oh wow.
That poor thing. He's over here like. I'm still working, boss. I'm really cold.
Be like, hey, boss, we're at peak efficiency. This is like a couple joke, guys. Hey, guys, I can give you some more. Come on. Can I get a little more power, please? Hey, boss, we're good.
Can I get some more watts over here, please? I know it's like not necessary, but I'm kind of cold.
Oh, no, this is where it's running.
No, you don't get any more watts.
Peak efficiency. Unlike a... That's a funny. Unlike... Thing. Unlike a well, this is almost like
mine GPU is
drag racing, right?
Mine is running 31.2 mega hashes at 53 degrees Celsius, 68 watts, fans 70%, core 1060. The score locked, and then memory is at 2200 power limit is 80. I have an MSI Gaming X, which is why my memory is so high.
I've got the Micron in my memory in mine. I got my mem at 2200. I got the 1060 on the core, no power limit, and it's running at 64 watts because
I have it at 80. For you power limit, but it runs at 68 watts.
No. What it's also doing is it could be nabbing a little bit of performance off the memory.
Mm.
So I would anytime that I'm doing core lock, I take the power limit off.
Right on.
Unnecessary, because that's what the core lock's doing for you.
Right. Yeah, you're locking in voltage and core.
Yeah. So. What?
I just found out that our mutual friend lives very close. Like, very close. I mean, within like 4-ish hours close.
Oh. Oh. Really? It's like that, huh?
Yeah, man, it's like that. That's a game changer. Why are the cases so expensive? That makes me question everything.
I had a feeling he. I thought, like, you remember how when you said that, I questioned where he was at. I was like, I thought I could be wrong.
The gas fees are just too damn high.
Right.
Every gas fee, like Ethereum and regular gas, all of it.
Right. It almost makes you want to be like, hey, bro, we want to buy more. We'll pimp you out on our channel, but we want a better price. And we'll go pick it up ourselves.
Oh my gosh, that is funny.
You know what I'm saying?
I love talking to people and then like finding out they're like really close. You're like, what? Like that close? I've met a few people in the space that I talk to and I'm like, oh.
Remember, you're centralized.
I'm like, but I mean, like, there's a few people that I've met that like live within my state or like right outside of my state. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I just thought I was alone. My entire life. I mean, I still am. There's really no one here. But I mean,
hey, man, that's gonna change here very shortly. Very shortly here.
What do we? I use PL in case something doesn't apply. Right? Those are 500 new. What, the 1660 TIs? If I use power limit just in case something doesn't apply right. Yeah, same. Heard that, tech man.
Hey, Goblin's like, dang, Nemesis finally got a snow day. You know, it snowed.
It did, man.
It covered the grass. It stopped snowing. Ground's warm enough. It melted within an hour. I'm like, son of a bitch. Mother Nature's still giving me the middle finger.
Man, if those are there and the other stuff is there, it would make more sense just to drive there.
Yeah,
because the shipping for all of that would be way more than it would be just to drive there to get all of it at once.
Yeah,
because they're literally in the same, like right within the same spot.
Yeah.
Road trip. As soon as this
so yeah.
After next Saturday, man, it's game. It's game time.
family mine on disclosed locations on.
EVGA has 1660 supers for 380 and stuff. Yeah, they do. I did see that. And you have a limit of two, I think. You can buy more than one.
Yeah, and Micro Center still a limit of one every 30 days.
Dang.
While they've got a whole wall of nice AMD GPUs.
Or something.
I got what into up, a conversation Yash, about somebody sitting there talking crap about the 6600s and the 60s. I commented on a case that came with 6600s right out the gate. And I was like, oh, man. If you guys come out with a 6600 XT case, let me know. I'd be interested in it. Someone comments back, who wants those? Those things are junk. I'm like, bro, they're an amazing card. He's like, well, if they're so amazing, why aren't they flying off the shelves? And I was like, price. I'm like, price, not performance.
They're not like the best for like gaming. You know what I mean?
No,
they're not
and I never said anything about gaming. I was talking. I was like, making a comment to a mining box.
Yeah.
And this guy was like hitting me up from the gamer's perspective, going, "It's a junk card." I'm like, "Yeah, for a gaming perspective, I agree with you, bro." And I was like, "But from a mining perspective, you know, if you're looking at mining, really a 6600 XT." Is getting what is it? It's 2.43 watts per mega hash, where a 3090 is 2.98 watts per mega hash. So the 6600 XT is more power efficient for its wattage than deploying a bunch of 3090s. I mean, but with a bunch of 3090s, you're also cutting down on how much space you need. I mean, you're just kind of picking your battles, like that white mode that you just looked at. You're picking your battles at the wrong time, and you're blinding yourself. Blinded by the light.
It is 11.8 inches long. Call it a full foot, tech man.
For what?
He says, I don't think the 3090 Ti will work in the Octo by 12 Ultra.
Yeah, it will.
It's 12 inches long.
If you go to their website, all their stuff is 3090 compatible, not Ti. If you put the TIs in there, know that you're going to be losing a slot for your drop. You're going to be a six GPU rig in there. Those are things you should see.
I think he's talking about like
lengthwise. No, they haven't. They're no longer worrying about. They standardized how long they're going to go. Now they're going to invade how wide they're going to go. They're going to make your case like 8 feet long at some point in time. Be like, yeah, I got 3.5.
Yeah. I'll call it four, but yeah, 3.5 according to.
And they're using vapor chamber technology on the 3090, which is really interesting. And then they got the heat pipes on top of the vapor chamber.
I'm ready to see what the MSI Supreme X will come out with of the 3090 Ti. Very curious.
Oh man, you want to know I want to get my hands on. And if you want a white one and you want to be able
show it
to me,
man, I watched you show it on the stream, man, and I wanted to like
put my little
face on for that because I don't want you to like see me like all everywhere.
Right. You gotta get the what is it? I forget the company, but the Hall of Fame edition. God, what the hell is that one? I forget who makes that one. Where is it? Yeah, that's it. Hall of Fame edition. I moved
quick.
Yeah, he did. He moved a little quicker than me. So, the Galax Hall of Fame edition.
Booers.
And it's they've also got the Kingpin 3090 Ti. I would be really interested to see what those two solutions are. And if you like your white PCB, you know.
No 3090 Ti and like a Hall of Gamers version yet.
Neither is the Kingpin. Both of those are not currently out yet.
For like the little fancy little like frilly thing that they got going on over there, but
bro, the Galax, white PCB.
Oh, I don't disagree with the white PCB. The one that has like the little. Have you seen the one with the crown?
Like, yeah,
I don't really. That's a little.
That's part of the Hall of Fame thing.
There's a limited edition and a non-limited.
Bro, I want that limited edition because it comes
this little thing right here. Like, I'd want it. I like the LCD screen.
Yes.
The LCD screen is nice.
If it's competitive to Kingpin, it should be an OLED.
This one,
yeah, and I'd want it in the what will probably be the super rare hard case that was shown with it comes with a water block.
TFT LCD.
Not it comes with a water block, and this is the third. This is the 3090.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
It's not attached. That's why, you can take it off.
That's what I said. I'm okay, like, dude, that, I want it with that.
I thought it was like attached to it. I was like, that's
but not. But that, I believe that one is the 3090 though.
Yeah, this is the 3090.
Right. So what'll be different on there is that it will have two of the 12 pin connectors on the back of the card.
Yeah, three.
Instead of the three there, they're going to have two 3-pin connectors. Yeah, it'll be two 3-pin connectors because they're going to be using that 12, that goofy 12 pin. So this thing is going to have 12. Yeah, this thing is going to have 1200 watts of potential power with probably peaks going into 1500 watts because this is supposed to be for LN2 overclocking just like the Kingpin.
This is the only 3090 Ti they have.
Right, that's what they have out at this moment. And that 12 pin that they got on there, they have two of those at the end for the Hall of Fame.
Oh, have they released like the thing for?
They've released official renderings of it, and the prototype imaging, I believe.
Go find it real fast.
Video cards themselves on their Twitter page posted it.
It'll be on their website.
Yeah, so both the Kingpin and the Hall of Fame will be utilizing between 12 and 1500 watts if you're LN2 pot with it. But if you get the Hall of Fame special edition, it comes in a hard case box and it comes with a water block, comes with that screen on there. I mean, it has everything. All the glitz and glamour that you're going to need, and it's probably going to cost you every bit of like $5,000.
Yeah, no, man. It's a beautiful card.
Tech Man's like, good Lord, 1200 watt with dual 12 pin. Oh, yeah. Dude, man, moving forward, dude, you're going to have like a 1500 watt power supply just for the.
There you go. That's a big box, man. You see Tech Shinji's picture with his hand up against his 39 Ti box at the store. It's this much bigger than his hand. I was like,
oh, did you see my comment to him? Gosh. I was like, that's because you got small hands. But that case, that case, I want that fucking case because it comes with the water block.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Look, that comes with it.
Yes, I was like, oh, that is everything that comes with it. Oh, you can see it in the case too. I so want that edition.
It'd be pretty cool if it's in that box.
Oh my God, yes. That's the limited edition that's worth it. That'll have resale value.
3090 Ti. Lab edition. I would assume it's that right there.
Yep. The OC lab edition, limited edition. Yep.
Yeah.
Because they
Bits power is going to be the ones that are reduced, making that that cooler or the.
Oh yeah, they've been the VGA core. They've been each individual memory and make sure that every memory is binned to each other. It's only worth
it if you work for it. Don't stop till you wear the crown. That's right.
Fuck yeah. Man. Boom.
That is a gorgeous card, though.
It's a white PCB. Why can't anybody else do this? They're going to make a whole white exterior, but it's going to have a green or a black PCB in there. It's like, how hard is it?
That's pretty nice.
Get white. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But this or the Kingpin, you know, either way, it's all about having that crown.
Pretty cool. I mean, Hall of Fame's always been really nice cards. The tool 16 pin is,
I guess 1200 watt. They know it's going to take it.
For a small additional price. Oh, dude, I can only imagine what this is going to cost.
Oh, if you got the special, the OC lab edition within the case, that has all everything in it, you're probably looking at $5,000 for that. That's a $5,000 experience right there.
I've never even seen prices for any of like the Hall of Fame cards. I've never even seen a Hall of Fame card like in the wild ever.
No, the last one there was only four made on the last one.
Oh, so it's like unobtainium.
Pretty much. There's rumors that they're going to have more of the Hall of Fames this edition, though.
One comes with a briefcase bundled with the water block.
Yep, that's the one I want. Oh, God. Giggity.
5K hard pass, I bet. I'm talking about, man. Azeroth, yes. BC250 mining rings and PlayStation 5 chips.
Like, yeah.
Loved this. There when I so see it, many, I was like, yes,
there's man. So many people that are salty on that, too.
I mean, they're, oh my God. They're broken boards. They can't do any good. So, like,
right. Their video out's garbage, but their computer's still good. I mean, come on, man.
Get rid of the e-waste and, like, repurpose what you can. If you can use it for something, do it. There you go.
Right.
Passion.
And people are so like, oh, this is why we can't. But they go, oh, this is why I can't have a PlayStation 5. This is why they're selling everything to the miners. So we get demonized for this shit. The
full system makes 610 mega hashes, which puts
50 mega hash per APU.
Yep.
So each
card makes around $2 a day.
So you're looking at, you know, next to nothing on power draw.
Oh, it's probably going to pull a little bit, but it's got two 1200 watt PSUs in it.
Redundancy in there.
Or 12, yeah.
APUs don't take a lot of power. You're talking maybe 100 watts per APU. Two minor 5K hard pass. Yeah, I'd almost agree with you, but you know, there's that time where you're like, man, I just gotta have the best.
This is the APU that it uses.
Yeah, it's just,
I'm trying to see if it tells us
nothing, wattage. It's nothing special.
I'm just trying to see if it says wattage.
Right, yeah, I know.
That's all I'm looking for. So far, we do not know.
Sit here.
Does the 135 on a comparable or the Xbox One version, but it says TBC on the other one. So they don't know.
Yeah.
Yep. Means we don't know.
I bet you it's no more than because even at 200, if it was 200 watts a pop, how many are in there? 8 or 12? No, yeah. So if they were 200 watts a pop, that's still more than the power supplies that are there. Yeah. You'd be well over 2,000 watts. So those things can't be pulling more than 100 watts a pop. They had to have gone more efficient with it.
Yeah. Times 2. So you really can only work with around 1900 watts to stay efficient.
Right.
So we know it's definitely not any more than that. So we divide that by 12. So they're not pulling any more than 160 watts. Like they can't. Correct. To be efficiency standard, especially putting in like data centers and stuff.
Yep.
So they won't pull more than 160 watts.
No.
So 135, like the comparison to the Xbox board would be the only comparison that we have. But so we know no more than 160, but definitely probably between 100 and 160, I would imagine. I have no idea.
Right.
But that's all we can, that's all I can come out with math.
Yeah, right.
This can't pull more than 160 watts per card. And there's also fans, 5 of them.
Yeah.
So probably really you're looking at like realistically probably around like 100 watts because those fans
that's what I'm thinking. It's
your fans are Delta fans, they're gonna pull a little bit.
Oh yeah. You're talking 30.
But what's nice is that there's no you have no motherboard because one of these is gonna hash a little less because it's gonna be yeah, I'm saying, but one of these is gonna be playing brain. So one of these boards will hash a little less because one of them is going to have to be talking to the rest of them if they're running in that kind of configuration.
I don't know. With the way that it looks like you're plugging in when you look at that backside.
Yeah, because you have each individual's. But
right. It doesn't look like there's anything that would be centralized. Great.
You have to plug in 12 individual, like.
You got 12 individual miners. You got 12 individual full miners, dude. It's 12 individual full miners.
Well, no, right here, see? It's saying memory loading LED here. Oh, well, it's just saying one.
It's just saying what it's got on the board. That's it.
Yeah.
Bro, dude, I think you have to plug in each and individual one, dude. I would love to see one in the wild. Let's see how they have it, if they've got the bundle coming out the back. Does it look like a phone service system, data center? Be like, this data center's got more phone line than a service center.
Definitely none for sale anyway.
No. You won't find anything like that. It's like trying to find any of these CMP cards, you know? It's in that unobtainium category.
Okay. Wild stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then BioStar has an 8 RX 6600 GPU inside of their own server case too. Very sleek design too. And that's the article that I got. I'd gotten into that conversation with that one random person.
Right. Let's see.
But I'd love to get my if they offered that as a 6600 XT, oh man, I'd be all over this thing. Oh.
You know, Doge Lord wanted me to talk about this real fast.
We have
gift cards. So now you can go on to DogeLord.com. Here's the link to just the gift cards. And you can just go straight into there and buy gift cards for Doge Lord Coffee. All right. And every $10, a dollar of it goes to the American Pit Bull Foundation. So helping a cause, getting some coffee, freaking fantastic, guys. Big shout out to Doge Lord Coffee for getting the gift cards up and working. I know that's not easy. I know that was the bane of his existence on Doge Lord Apparel. So I can only imagine how much more difficult it is on Doge Lord Coffee because he has extra like rules and regulations because it's consumables. So, congrats, George for Coffee, guys. Go show them some love by getting someone a gift card or buying yourself a gift card. Heck yeah. Pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah. Don't delay brew today. Get your drip on.
As well as you can head over here to dcadventure.com and /AeonPoker, and you can join in on the poker tournament that is coming up next Saturday, guys. Next Saturday, we'll be playing some poker here on the DCA Adventure channel. Someone will be going away home with the grand prize. All right, of 20,000 Aeon, what, plus a 2-pound bag of Dogeboard coffee from dogeboardcoffee.com. All right, plus the winning t-shirt as seen right here.
Ooh.
There is the winning t-shirt. All right, and you will win 20,000 Aeon plus a 2-pound bag of coffee as well. All right. So be sure to.
Is there going to be a third year loser shirt?
I don't know. Maybe not. Depends if you lose again. Do you want to lose again? Are you going for gold?
I'm going to try to get into the top 50. I think I can get into the top 50 somewhere.
The family mind needs you to like place high.
I'm going to try to. I'm not very good at poker though.
Yeah, me neither.
Like I have my like little streaks, and then I fuck up, and then it's over.
I play blackjack. I don't play poker.
I play craps.
Yeah, well, craps.
I play craps. I like playing dice, and then I like playing roulette.
Mm. Heck yeah.
I love me.
All right, guys. Second place, you're gonna get 15,000 Aeon plus 2-pound bag of coffee. As well, third place, you're going to get 10,000 Aeon plus a 2-pound bag of coffee. All right, fourth place through 50th, you will get some various amounts of Aeon, fourth through 50th. All right, as well as don't forget, there are bounties, which they are 500 Aeon.
22 bounties this time?
Yep, 22 bounties, guys.
You got 22 chances on earning 500. Aeon.
And it stacks. Like you can knock out two people and get 1,000 Aeon right there.
Right.
So Yashnik, Crypto Z, Toda Joe, Pocket Change, Doge Lord, Curse Mining, Nemesis, myself, Red Panda Mining, Eagle Putt, Red Fox, Crypto Nuffy, Serpent X, Hash Raptor, Rabin Mining, Gundy, Max Voltage, Tech Shinji, Jump Change, Anonymous Miner, The Hobbyist Miner, and GPURisers.com is the newest bounty because he has added in some. FA twists into this poker tournament, guys. There will be a grand prize winner of a white 12 GPU mining frame, which will include 8 fans, 12 splitters, 12 risers, an SSD drive. That is the whole shebang ready to go. All you need is GPUs and your power supply and motherboard, and you'd be ready to go. That's the whole setup right there, which is FA. That'll be for shipping for USA and Canada people only. All right, because that's a lot of things. All right, and then throughout the stream, all right, we'll be giving away multiple 6-packs of risers. So make sure you're here for the stream, guys, and make sure you're playing in the poker tournament because that might be a link to how you're winning them. All right, now I can tell you how, but you might want to be playing. That's all I'm gonna say. So he has graciously given away all of those. These prizes right here. So there's a 12 GPU mining frame, which looks really nice. Imagine like 12 of those Hall of Fame cards sitting in that white frame on some white risers.
White risers.
And some white fans and with some white splitters, man.
Oh.
I mean, well, you couldn't use the splitters because you know the 16 pin power cables. But
right.
Everything else will be white minus this. You could just paint that white, you know, make it look a little bit blend it in. Other than that, man, that would be one sexy,
you know,
expensive
rig. We could sit there and print, 3D print a SSD cover in white.
Just slap it over it. It looks white.
You're like, fixed it.
Wow, great prize. There are some great prizes. And huge thanks to GP Risers for coming in and like doing this.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I really do like these new risers. The little LEDs and like this part, pretty cool. To me, I would use one of these per rig because you don't need all of your cards to have the temperature.
I know.
But and I would use one on each rig if like I wanted to know because that'd be cool. But mainly what I like is the 10 capacitors. That is key, especially nowadays cards that we know
are pulling more watts nowadays.
I was
sitting there grabbing these things. They were a little bit more expensive, but I was like, you know what? They seem to work a little nicer than the rest. And now everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's the new standard. It's what everybody's using now. And I'm
I got GP risers, like airflow risers. That's what I've been using for a little while. It's not the 9. Or I know it's not the 10 like that, but the 10 caps are important, I think, nowadays.
Mine are like, I have mine. Mine are just like that without the temperature reading on it.
Because you were saying what BBT said, that a 3090 pulls how much from a riser?
Can pull up to 90 watts.
It's a lot, man.
He's like, these newer cards, if you start finding that you got some rig instabilities,
make sure you're not on, or not efficient power supply.
No, if you've ran your stuff SATA, you know, one SATA to the riser, where you know you're like before, where it's not an issue.
Could you imagine what would happen if you ran SATA to a riser nowadays, like with like a 3090?
I am currently testing that right now.
Oh my god, good job, man. I'm that's like pretty important to know.
Yes, because somebody has to do it.
That can be scary.
So I've been doing.
Yeah, they are ambient temperatures. Yes, that is ambient, and you can change it to Fahrenheit, which is really cool for us people that are in America and don't.
You know, because I've been dealing with the computers, I don't want.
I don't even care, man.
I have to think about it in Celsius now.
All mining is in Celsius.
It'll straight up fuck me up trying to think about it in Fahrenheit now. I can't do it. I think about outside temperatures in Fahrenheit. Computer equipment is Celsius. Cars is Fahrenheit again.
Yeah, I agree. It is a good idea for ambient temperature. Like one on each rig would be nice.
Do minor Nam's doing God's work.
You Jesus, right? Saving us.
I'm trying to save you guys. But yeah, I've actually been keeping an eye on the temperature of the my SATA cables. I know I've got an EVGA Platinum Edition.
Next, you need to put a Molex riser on it and find out what happens.
No.
He said, don't you dare.
Right? No.
Yeah, I would really love to know like what a 3090 Ti is that start pulling like the from a riser, you know, like
probably about that 90 watt.
I'd imagine there. That's scary.
I know that my SATA cable can handle 100 watts.
So. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why we were talking about the thing. It's because the little button right there. That little button right there.
The little bitty button.
That little button changed Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I can't think of it in Fahrenheit, you know.
Not anymore, man.
No. Computers ruined me.
I prefer metric over standard, except for tips.
Right.
Yeah, guys, that is registration is live. If you're in the Discord, you can find a link to the DC Avenger Discord down below. And if you register as soon as you register for the bot, if you haven't been in the Discord already. And you are in the Discord, at the very top of the Discord, there's like an event that says it's live, and it is tells you exactly how to register for the poker tournament, gives you the link to get to the Google Doc and everything, get you what you need to do. And then that link will expire Friday because you need to sign up by Friday. Don't wait till the last minute. Because either A, you won't get in because it'll be too late, or B, it'll be full. So hurry up, sign up. Don't delay. Literally don't delay. Sign up today.
Right. It'll fill up quick.
It does, man.
And I keep looking at these awesome copper blocks.
Dude, man. You're welcome. Well, don't say you're welcome to me. I was shown them. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is cool. And then the guy that actually makes made the video of those, like I actually like thoroughly like watching his video. He's actually refreshing to watch because he's like just kind of funny. Like he's a gamer, man, but he's also a miner.
Right.
But he just wanted to drop the temperatures of his card, man, because that's just unacceptable. Right. In everyone's world, that is unacceptable. And it drops it down by quite a bit, man.
I know.
25 degrees in some cases.
What I'm interested in is because I'm gonna do that. I got the front and back to do enough for one cart.
When is Mikel coming to IL? Soon as poker tournament's over.
I was like, oh, I can't wait.
Oh, because you're up there, huh, Kurtz Vidal?
He's south of. He's on the other side of Chicago.
Okay, cool. Maybe we'll stop by and say hi on the way back towards me.
He's a bit of a distance.
Well, if we're driving back towards me, he
might be in Indiana, like right over the border.
We'll all meet up and just we'll do something, guys. Like if y'all are in the states between Illinois and Oklahoma, the drive through, you know, just the path through. Like we'll drive by and say hi to some people, maybe.
Right.
DCA IRL party.
And maybe party.
The drive, we won't be stopping for very long because we got to get back.
Right.
We'll have to drive.
But I will be like this.
Texas after
like,
that.
I'm losing hash rate.
he'll be down and then he'll be like, I need to get my stuff back up like now.
Hey,
next week.
I feel like I can't pay bills right now.
Oh my god. 66 miles southwest of downtown Chicago. All right. Yeah, so that'd be on the way back, probably. I think.
Not really.
That's to like the
it varies on our way. Yeah. Just a little bit.
An East Coast DCA party. Man. Meet up at Lou Malnati's. I don't know where that is.
Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Apparently that's a really good Italian restaurant.
I'm sold then.
And I mean a really good Italian restaurant.
I'm Italian and I would really love some really good Italian food.
Oh yeah.
I haven't had
You gotta remember, you know, coming up to Chi-Town, you're in gangster territory here where us Italianos, we took over for a little while. we influenced everything.
true, like home cooked, like authentic Italian food since like my grandparents passed away. Yeah, like we have Italian restaurants here, you know what I mean? But it's not like real Italian.
Right. Well, it is because it's Italian owned, cooked by Mexicans. It's been like that since the 70s.
Like every restaurant. Nowhere is like one place these days. It's
there's this one place downtown Chicago. It's got the best deep dish pizza. If you like deep dish, yo.
They know every like culture of food. Freaking love it.
Oh yeah, it's like if you like a deep dish, man, they got a deep dish so deep that man, you discover new flavors going to the bottom of the deep dish, and you still haven't hit the bottom. Of this stuff.
That's just the boss that's got benched. Yeah, where Nim?
Nim's
right there.
Right, it's Chicago. It's downtown Chicago. I haven't been to it in a hot minute. It was a place that my mother actually took me to. And they are, as far as I understood, very, very mob owned. But all good. You're talking like a deep dish pizza that's like 12 inches round and like, bam. You're like full by the second piece. You're like, oh God, bah. Oh, that's a good cheese.
You remember the name? I don't think he remembers the name.
No, I don't remember the name. I didn't ask my mother.
Family owned. Yeah, family owned. Real family
oh,
owned.
Oh, God, fuck Olive Garden.
Get
them words out of your fucking mouth, dude.
I'll let it slide because you live in California and you don't know any better.
Right. That's like sitting there and saying Panda Express represents Chinese food.
That's one of the things that Nim said. I mean, we drove past the Panda Express here and he goes, oh, you got those too? Please tell me you don't like it. And I was like, disgusting.
Exactly.
I was like, I will not. Under no circumstances.
I will go out of my way to go to a little itty bitty hole in the wall Oriental place, dude, and be like, yo, hook it up.
And like,
I have an American size
of possibly, appetite. You know, having an upset stomach later. Like, I will take that risk. At least it'll taste good. Olive Garden is the Taco Bell of Italian. 100%. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I would willingly go to Taco Bell. Like, if I felt the crave to go to Taco Bell, I would go there. I never, ever will have the crave to go to Olive Garden. Ever.
No. Ever. You know what?
I can see a Taco Bell. If I can, maybe I could eat maybe something there.
I try to talk Leafy into doing it every once in a while, but man, if there's any Italians going to know what I'm talking about here. But if for any of you non-Italians, if you like chicken dumpling soup, my wife makes a killer homemade chicken gnocchi soup.
I don't know about that.
Oh my God, you're not a good Italian then.
I haven't.
That's
had
Italian that. Chicken noodle soup, basically. Yeah. But you're using like a noodle style dumplings, and it, okay. the noodle style dumplings are called gnocchi.
Okay.
Man,
I've had it.
Okay. Like I said, I'm like, when I explain it, every Italian, you're an Italian, you fucking had it, dude.
I've had it. Because my grandma made it with, she made chicken dumplings, but the dumplings didn't look like my mom's dumplings.
No, yeah, because those are chicken, that's chicken gnocchi.
They weren't the same.
It has a contrasting taste to it. Doesn't even really taste the same.
No, they're not the same. They were not the same thing.
No.
I remember when I asked for it, and she made it, and I was like, this is not the same thing. It's okay, I like it, but this is not the same.
I love it.
I mean, like the dumplings, like I like the dumplings.
Oh yeah,
the chicken dumplings is good. It's not the same though.
You have
both, some both good though.
You have chicken gnocchi with some Italian garlic bread with it.
Yeah, gnocchi. Kyle Rosa comes in. I haven't seen him all chat, man, but he's a gnocchi.
No, I have not tried Slinka.
Disgusting. Adding sour cream to it. That is anything. Yeah, if you add, if you saying add sour cream, we are out. I'm out.
Right.
Hard pass. Yeah. If I'm eating Mexican food, at least they will use crema. I'll eat some crema. That's not sour cream. Not the same thing.
Yes, Kyle Rosa. Noki.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I haven't seen him all chat, but that's the first thing he comments in. Is
he's like, oh, Noki. Oh, he must be Italian. He's got the spelling right.
I don't eat at Olive Garden. I cook better than they do. Heard that,
God.
Man.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Anybody cook better than Olive Garden? They don't know.
Right? If somebody cooks good enough for me, I'll even mind their wallet for a little bit for some good food.
By the drip. It's just, dude. Don't dude me. I'm hating on sour cream.
I'm not hating on sour cream. It has a place. In my book, I only partake in sour cream. On Mexican food.
I will tell you my Outback experience Friday night. Dude. I don't know. Is it bad?
Uh-oh.
I like Outback. Their prices are a little ridiculous now.
Ridiculous, yeah.
For the amount of food you get nowadays. They cut back your portion, but they didn't change the price.
You could thank our government.
He says, yeah, oh no. Was it that bad? T-bone steak. Yeah, I like T-bones. They're all right. I like sirloins. They made it right. I feel bad. Oh, well.
As long as they made it right.
You feel bad, so what did you do?
You probably got really pissed off. You're like, motherfucker!
flipping tables.
He could have had a bad day that day, and it just was like, this was the head of the nail, dude. Be like, bam.
You don't have to use sour cream. Yeah, I would never use sour cream.
No.
What'd you do, Tech Man?
He's like, ha.
You're laughing at it. I guess I'll tell you here. Oh, you want to tell? Okay, you can tell us in like Discord chat, I guess.
Right. You can tell us in Discord chat if you don't want to have it public. It'd be easier to talk. If it's funny, then it's okay. But yeah.
I bet it's funny. It's probably easier to talk. It's probably a lot to type. We're at an hour anyway, so.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, it's a lot. All right, yeah, we'll hop in the Discord. I would love to hear this one. New government, new money system incoming. Yeah. I don't know, maybe I might end up moving to Texas, man. You know, they understand CBDC is bad. they get it.
Florida, too.
They understand.
I'm not a smart man, but I do understand a thing or two because I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two.
What ETH pools do you guys use? I use the Forbidden Ethermine because I still use Ethermine.
I'm on Hivevine pool.
You have 3 hour DCA. Yeah, probably not anymore, except for poker tournaments.
Right.
And events. Events, you'll have like longer streams. I will tell you a funny though, when you complain and you're in your 20s and you get the law called on you and you complain you're in your 40s, they want to be your best friend. Facts.
Yes. I noticed Facts. That. Now I bitch and they call me sir and they're like, how can I make this right for you, sir? And I'm like, Facts. I don't like the idea that you're calling me sir, but let's go with this.
I'm right at that cusp of like where past 2 years I've noticed that I get treated differently.
Like they don't even card me anymore. I'm like, I'm past that age. Damn it.
Your Friday streams look much missed. Yeah, you might get them on Fridays. That would be the days that I would think that you would see it more likely.
I would say that we should still steer away from it if we want to.
Plus, you would see it more likely. Not that it would happen.
Right.
It would definitely happen. If it was going to happen, it would happen on that day. I wouldn't see it happening any other day. Except for if it's like moved to like totally thinking about maybe Theta TV for like super long streams. And like gaming streams and stuff like that for DCA. Because it's on blockchain. So therefore we know it won't get lost anywhere.
Or we could do blockchain connected to Patreon, make it a Patreon only after live stream where we could be a lot more candid with what we're saying.
Yeah. It did feel very short. It does feel short, yeah. Because it's an hour. But necessary. Yeah, it goes by quick, man. Especially when you're having fun and you're talking about like things.
It definitely does
go by fast. Twitch, yeah, we thought about Twitch. Twitch is definitely a thought. I've used it. Nim's used it. It's like something that we are also familiar with, which would make it easier.
Yeah, I'm pushing all of my gaming over to Twitch.
Yeah.
But that's about as far as I'll probably really go because Twitch is showing from time to time that they've got the centralization entity to the overlords too.
Yeah, you definitely got to be a little. You still got to be careful talking about things,
right?
Like
where if you go onto a blockchain based, you know, whether
you're less likely to get
it's library or one of the other ones, you know.
Yeah. But the monetization is higher on Twitch. You do get paid nicely, but it takes a lot longer to get there.
Yeah, Twitch isn't the best. I mean, it's not. It works fine. I mean, it works pretty decent. I don't have any problems working Twitch. Their analytics are goofy though. Like it's hard. Like I've been trying to like figure out their analytics later on there, doesn't. There's no rhyme or reason to their analytic really.
Yeah, I'm gonna try Theta Gundy. I'm gonna see what it's about. I've looked at it and like viewed it before. I never like set up an account and like went all the way through it. So I'm going to, you know, so that way at least we have it.
So yeah, we can do our 1 hour live stream on YouTube, and then we'll do, you know, an hour afterwards for the Patreon only. You know, kind of help provide some value over to the Patreon people.
Not let them feel so left out or forgotten.
Right, right. You know,
give some more sneak peeks and values.
Right, right.
Give it worth your money. I want all of it.
Right.
Give me all the sneak previews.
And remember, guys, you want to be in the DCA your mind. You want to FOMO into it if you'd like to have Riggs hosted at the Family Mind. Cool. Because we are getting closer and closer to that goal. Just saying, just saying. Don't delay. Just saying.
Right. Don't delay. Get to hashing today.
So if you guys got any other comments or questions, now is the time to do it. If not, definitely smash that Lizzie like button, subscribe, hit the bell notification, all that good stuff, guys. If you'd like to be a part of the community, that you could join the Discord, links down below. It is always free to join that. You know, we always like to be inclusive to anybody. You know, it's like you don't have to be made of money to be part of the community. We're not putting the community behind a paywall. But if you'd like to get some behind the scenes content, or you'd like to just donate to your favorite crypto crew, definitely check out the Patreon, links down below, guys.
The Discord, again, Crypto Bidell. Asking where we're heading, the Discord. For now, after live streams, we'll hang out in Discord because that's going to be the easiest for everybody.
Right, right, right.
Easiest way.
we're you know, it's like, well, you'll be able to ask us questions right up front, and I'll probably sit there and play some video games.
I know, man. My favorite game got off of shut down the beta, so they can get ready for like alpha and stuff. I was sad.
Man, you didn't get into alpha.
No, I got alpha.
Okay,
then you don't worry about it. I was playing beta, but they closed beta so they could get ready for alpha and everything.
Right. So is this like, alpha is this alpha release? Because if you're beta testing, this has got to be alpha release.
Yeah, it'll be alpha release. Yep. It's fun.
So this is gonna be the last time your characters reset. Yep. I hate to do it. That's the one thing that hurt.
You grind out all those levels and then you just get reset to zero.
Yep.
Hurts in the feelings just a little bit.
Just like, a little bit. So still fun. Definitely check us out during the week. We always got great content with Jay doing the crypto weather forecast for all of us. We got Mikkel with the play to earn that he does on there.
De-ginning.
His degenning, if you have to get your degen on, guys, this is my man right here. This is the guy.
Not even that, but just keeping you up to date with what's going on.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. You're the guy.
That's important.
You know? Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You got to stay frosty, man. That is a space that you got to stay extra frosty in. You never know what's going to happen. The wind blows and stuff changes.
Few years ago when we got into this, Bitcoin was the wild, wild west. Now it's not so much the wild, wild west. And now you have like DeFi. That is
They took the wild, wild west and just took the west out of it and went wild, wild, wild.
Wild, wild, wild.
And no girls in there, just wild, wild, wild.
It's like the medieval times and the wild west had a baby.
No, man, I want to say, like, Cro-Magnon man was given consciousness.
The world's doomed.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
That's right, FAs, guys, for sure. We love you all.
to all you sexy motherfuckers, DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome. Was that good?
That was awesome.
Awesome, 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 awesome.
You just came up with the saying.
So, yeah. All right. So, since everybody's got the FAs going on in the chat, we're going to sign off here, guys. So, if you guys got any comments or questions, certainly pop in up over in the Discord where we'll probably be hanging out here in a little bit. So, with that, guys, we're going to sign off here. And we'll definitely see you all on the next one. Yo, and stay savage. Yo.